starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've given up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to NITV Radio News Podcast. A high-profile First Nations drag performer has called out discrimination from some in the Indigenous community after copping online abuse for showcasing culture at Sydney's Mardi Gras parade. Felicia Fox wants the wider community to consider the impact of their words on the mental health and well-being of queer mob.
A stream of online abuse.
Calling me a poof star, telling me to go kill myself, telling me that I'm not a part of the culture, that I am not seen, that I am not worthy of being an Aboriginal man, because I did have a display of my queerness with my culture.
These are some of the comments Kamilaroi and Dungari drag performer Felicia Fox has been sent in the last week. Part of the social media response to Felicia's outfit in Mardi Gras, a display of their identity.
You know, they are hiding their homophobia behind their culture, and it's my culture. I am a gay Aboriginal man, and that's something that I have to, you know, live with and deal with every single day, 365 days a year. I can't wake up and put my queerness aside. I can't wake up and put my blackness aside.
Alongside Felicia, Dylan Hoskins is a gender non-conforming Aboriginal person, both calling out lateral violence from some in the wider Indigenous community.
It's not attacking their culture, it's not attacking their identity, it's not harming them in any way, it's not harming their understanding of cultural practice or ceremony. It's simply someone expressing identity and that duality.
Professor Corinne Sullivan is a Wiradjuri academic researching sexuality and gender diversity.
There are some communities and some individuals that discriminate against our own queer mobs here in New South Wales, here across Australia. So that does have a huge impact as well on mental health and wellbeing.
Her research shows that queer First Nations people experience higher levels of discrimination and often feel challenged in their cultural identities. She's also found there's a lack of inclusive services that recognise both First Nations and queer identities.
Though facing stigma, queer mobs still feel a strong sense of pride.
I love and celebrate the way queer mob make community for each other, with and for each other.
It's members within the community that are such powerful allies that will stand there, that will fight with us, that will nurture us, that will help us heal and support us through it.
As for Felicia, if given the chance to do Mardi Gras again, they wouldn't change a thing.
You know, if I got to choose what I wore all over again, I'd wear the exact same outfit, because at the end of the day, that is who I am. I am a gay, proud Aboriginal Kamilaroi and Dungari man.
Phoebe McIlraith, NITV News.
Torres Strait Islanders have met with the lawyers who filed a human rights complaint on their behalf against the Queensland Health Department. Held on Wabian Thursday Island, the meeting was an opportunity for the legal team to gather evidence and discuss the case with elders. Prominent human rights barrister Josh Creamer has been engaged to represent the interests of the complainants. Lodged with the Australian Human Rights Commission, the complaint alleges preventable and premature deaths in the region, as well as a decline in the health following the removal of local model of healthcare.
Lack of communication there every time, because a patient won't understand what the white doctor is saying to him. And when there's nobody there, like myself, in between person to explain to this person, well, there is no communication there.
Not too many people speak language, understand English. Like I heard today, English is probably one of the barrier problems.
The opening of an Aboriginal Cultural Learning Hub in Sydney marks a new chapter in education and cultural connection. Supported by a grant from the New South Wales Government, the centre aims to empower students by creating opportunities for cultural growth and employment.
In a bid to build brighter futures, this Aboriginal Cultural Learning Hub will create a range of new education and employment opportunities in Botany Bay. with students of La Perouse Public School gaining valuable skills in plant propagation, cultural practices and connection to country.
It's a space where the kids are going to be able to come together and share stories. They're going to be able to yarn up. They're going to be able to connect with each other. They're going to be able to do activities in that cultural, that space.
Students wasting no time showcasing traditional Indigenous practice, gathering around the Indigenous yarning circle and taking advantage of the native plant nursery.
I just want to, like, represent my culture and also, like, make my elders proud.
Strengthening connection to cultures for the little leaders of tomorrow.
I love how they do, like, fires in it because I love the smell of the smoke because it's cleansing.
It's really fun for me and I think all the school enjoys it.
We know that young people who finish education are more likely to gain employment. If they're invested in their culture, it's more likely to keep them engaged in school.
IndigiGrow is a 100% Indigenous owned and operated social enterprise, with this latest initiative one part of a $99,000 investment by the New South Wales government. It's part of a broader $35 million pledge by the New South Wales government to support community-led programs that advance closing the gap outcomes since 2022. Makili Siren, NITV News.
A new swab test for scabies is being trialled by doctors in the Northern Territory. Testing for scabies is usually done under a microscope looking for mites that burrow into people's skin. But a new swab test developed by scientists in Melbourne and the Northern Territory allows doctors to test patients' skin for scabies DNA and use a portable machine for nearly instant results. Overcrowded housing is one of the causes of scabies, and it can lead to secondary skin infections that develop into rheumatic heart disease.
Kids will grow up getting exposed to strep infections multiple times during their childhood, and the scabies is part of that. So if you're getting scabies a lot and you're scratching away and you're getting lots of skin infections, it really increases your risk of getting rheumatic fever and rheumatic heart disease.
Having an ability to clarify that yes, this person has been infested with a scabies mite within the 8 weeks would have allowed us to offer the treatment sooner.
The Reserve Bank has revealed the theme of its new $5 banknote, which will honour First Nations people's emotional, spiritual and physical connection to country. The RBA says it has been through a lengthy consultation period with an Indigenous organisation to replace the image of Queen Elizabeth II with a new Indigenous design. The artwork should be unveiled in the coming months, but it could be a number of years before it is seen in wallets due to security and counterfeiting measures. And in their weekend's NRL action, the Rabbitohs pulled off a stunning comeback to remain undefeated in the opening rounds. Souths were down 24-12 with 25 minutes left on the clock before Cody Walker and Sean Kempe brought them back into the match. A Jamie Humphreys field goal then snatched a one-point win with 4 minutes left to play. They're joined by the Raiders, Bulldogs and Knights with 2 wins from 2 games. And in the AFL, round one continued, leaving Gold Coast, Collingwood and GWS fans on cloud nine. The Pies shot out to a 21-point lead in the opening term against the Power. Collingwood had 11 different goal kickers on their way to a 91-point victory, while the Suns did their best to follow suit in Western Australia. Gold Coast dominated across all four quarters, thumping the Eagles by 87 points. And GWS stayed on top of the ladder with our last group win over the Melbourne Demons at the MCG. In a seesawing game, a goal in the last 60 seconds saw the Giants snatch a 3-point win. And that's all for now. I'm Luana Grant. For more Indigenous news, please tune in to NITV News weeknights at 6:30 p.m. and stay tuned right here on NITV Radio for all the latest news updates.
Oh.
Starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.